This is Today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Some friends of mine live on land that's in a state park. Every spring, they have a sea of blue in their yard. It's not because it's all that natural, but because when their daughter was little, she received a packet of forget-me-nots. I don't know anyone that has donated for some school activity that hasn't received a packet of forget-me-nots. You can still almost see where they were tossed and forgotten about. These flowers are such a pretty blue and a most welcome sight in spring. While not everyone welcomes them, they can become invasive, they're not favorites of rabbits and deer, but they do attract butterflies. As I said, forget-me-not has the potential to be invasive. This is because it recedes, allowing it not only to survive for years in the landscape, but to spread. And it's considered a noxious weed in fairly close to home, like my friend's place, where it has naturalized. Here's the deal. For them, it's not an issue. But other folks are wishing they could forget forget-me-nots. You can cut down on receding if you deadhead the flowers. Some gardeners and homeowners in the woods, however, are quite happy to let this attractive plant spread. The area it's growing in is only partial shade and tolerates moist soil. As a biennial, forget-me-not is short-lived, but its capacity to reseed makes up for its short lifespan. Forget-me-not can be used as a ground cover in a wooded area or in more sun in a rock garden or cottage garden. The flowers are small, but there are so many, it's like a little blue lake. See pictures and much more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.